You should. I mean, you should go out and see all sorts of crazy, like interesting, like you know, have adventures. You know, I mean, you should. But I don't think it should stop. It's just the kind of thing that people say they do when they're in their 20s. You know, but it's like maybe it happens less often in your 30s. I don't know, or 40s. I mean, but it's like, why not?
Don't deny yourself new experiences.
That's what
But
I'm saying.
be good.
Of
Don't
course.
hurt people.
Don't be Ramses. Be you. Like,
Yeah,
go out and see the things and don't necessarily encourage it, but,
yeah.
you know, just like, hey, like, put yourself in a position where you can say yes and see that stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess, like, getting back to my point was, like, I think, like, those sort of stories are the kind of fun things you do, and you should keep doing them and keep pushing for milestones. And that might have been a milestone. I mean, not necessarily, like, you know, the day or the time or whatever, but it's like, I remember when I was in my 20s, I did this thing, and it was kind of funny, and and that was the best party I've ever been to. You know, or like that was the best party story I've ever had, as opposed to, and you know, like maybe you can have a next party story in like 3 years because you go to a different party, or it's like, well, I had this one party story when I was 23, and now that I'm 46, I don't go to parties anymore, and I don't like see anything interesting anymore. And it's like, well, I mean, that's it. Don't let that stop you. I mean, if you don't want to, that's fine. But it's like, you know, maybe it'd be fun to go out and say, oh yeah, this is really fun. I did this, or I went to Beta Breakers, which is like a really fun, weird parade here, or I went to this event, or I went hiking, or I did a mountain, or I, you know, did a marathon, or like, just kind of like work and like school and these things. Like, it doesn't keep giving milestones, it seems like, you know, unless you're, I mean, and maybe if you want to make work that way, then go for it. You know, like
Right.
maybe you should write a paper about your industry, or like attend conferences, or become, or start your own business or something like that, you know.
This is an inspirational version of our podcast.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just worried that it comes off all like high and mighty. I'm like
That's all right. Let it, if it does, let it be. We'll learn someday, people. You can be like, oh, you're so naive.
yeah.
And that's okay. We'll learn.
I mean, I guess I will learn, but it's interesting that this experience unites us all, or at least many of us. You know, we're all united by this experience of looking back and saying what could have been or what would have been, and like, hey, how can I make it better? It's like, I think we should just, like, time feels like it goes faster because there aren't as many milestones. There's too much space between the milestones. If you put less space between the milestones, then it goes by at the same pace, and you're almost like, wow, like I'm getting stuff done. This is awesome.
You're getting married next year.
That's a milestone, right?
That'll be big.
I mean, I moved to San Francisco 2 years ago. That was a
That's a
milestone. You know
milestone.
what I mean? Like, it's like all sorts of things kind of lining up, you know? And like, when I look back, hopefully in 10 years, I'll be like, oh yeah, I know when I moved to San Francisco. I know when I got engaged. I know when I got married, like the years, you know? And I'll remember the songs, you know? And it's like one of the, I think, you know how you think back and you hear a song, you know exactly what year it came out. Not only that, but pretty much the month. Because you can remember what you were doing in high school. Remember, oh, I know when that song by Nirvana came out. I remember I was in junior high, you know, or I remember when Nirvana's like Heart-Shaped Box came out. I was a junior. I remember I was standing out of physics and like came in. It just came out on the radio, and it was the most awesome song ever, you know. But now, if I asked you when did a song, and like, you know, when we're in our 20s, like when did that killer song I
It
heard.
sucked. I don't listen to that.
All right.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, like the Killers, like they came out with a song, Somebody Told Me. You know, like that was when I was like in the mid 2000s, I
I
think.
think that was the time right around when I was feeling really annoyed. Right when I heard that song,
I think it was a time when I was trying to make a point and somebody was being a real jackass. I think that's what I remember. But yeah, I mean, like, I feel like when you were a kid, you know, I know when MC Hammer came out. I know where, like, you know, I know when, like, U2 came out, like the Octung Baby album. But I don't really remember when, like, their later stuff came out, because it was the mid 2000s for me when I was in my mid
And it
20s.
wasn't a big deal for you.
And it wasn't a big deal for me because it
Right.
wasn't a milestone, you know.
Right,
And like,
right.
if you search out music, that's awesome. And like, or more, I guess it's the other way around. If music is tied to awesome events and you remember them, you'll know them. You like, when you hear that song, it's like, oh, that reminds me of this, and you can pinpoint the year. You know, if you can't tell the difference between 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006 because you can't tell when a song came out, then maybe there wasn't a milestone between those 4 years. You know, and you can't think, oh, I remember I was training for my marathon that year when I heard
Well,
that.
yeah, but maybe it's not, you know, it's not a song for everybody, but something, you know, something like,
Oh, and I'm just saying, like, I think for a lot of people, they might relate to a song.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, like, when they hear a song, it's like, oh my God, remember that? Remember when we were doing that? That's exactly the song that was on. You know, and I think even friendships are like that. Like, you and I can't even think. Oh, I guess we're not that good friends. Because I can't think of a song. Ouch. No, but... what's a song?
Well, it was 2005. I stopped paying that.
Okay. American Idiot. American Idiot came out. Remember we went to Yosemite, right?
Right.
American Idiot. Like, that's a song that, like, I remember that, like, you and I were in the car and we were driving back from Yosemite, I think.
Or was it 2006?
But it doesn't matter. Okay. Like, I remember, like, that was a time and I can remember the thing that we did when we heard that song.
Right on.
You know, and it's like, as those things go on, I remember, like, we went to Yosemite, we did that big hike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, that was kind of a milestone. Like, we went there, it was like an adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, and like...
That was a cool trip.
Yeah. And it's like, we can think back on it now and say, oh, we did that. You know, as opposed to like, oh, what did I do? Oh, I just kind of like... And this is not like a dig on people who do this, because I mean, you know, everybody has their own like choice in life. But I mean, some people just kind of let it kind of slide by. And I think mm-hmm. everybody has a tendency to do that, right? And it's almost easier to say, I'm just going to like not do anything. You know, I'm just going to relax or watch TV or read this magazine or do whatever it is I like to do instead of going outside of the comfort zone and like getting these new experiences. I don't know. Maybe that's inspirational. Maybe that's just annoying.
Well, no, I think that you know, the message of tonight's Irregular Search for Truth is to not let your life slip by. You know, find.
Oh God, that sounds awful. That sounds so trite.
Hey, everybody out there in podcast land, remember, your life is yours to build. So build some milestones.
Sorry.
Take a dump in the road. All right, guys, I think that's about all we have. Write in with all your comments and concerns and questions. irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. We'll get around to responding to your emails one of these days.
No, we'll do it. Next week.
All right. And that's all we got.
Yeah.
Take care.